here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 12th of January, 2012. It's the birthday of Haruki Murakami, born in Kyoto, Japan, 1949, who, when he was 3 years old, fell into a creek and was saved by his mother just before he was swept into a tunnel. He said, "I remember it very clearly, the coldness of the water and the darkness of the tunnel, the shape of that darkness. I think that's why I'm attracted to darkness." It's a scene that appears in his novel, The Wind-Up Bird Chronicle. The metaphor of a dark, dangerous underground appears in many of Murakami's books, including his latest, IQ 84. A woman sitting in a taxi in a traffic jam decides to take a secret staircase hidden on the bridge they're parked on, but the taxi driver warns her, once she goes down those stairs, nothing will ever be the same again. And he is right. As a teenager, Murakami read Kurt Vonnegut, Scott Fitzgerald, Truman Capote, Raymond Chandler, Raymond Carver, so that when he wrote his own novel in his late 20s, he wrote the beginning in English, then translated it back into Japanese. He's since translated the complete works of Raymond Carver into Japanese. Murakami's books, with many references to American pop culture, McDonald's, and jazz, and it was at a baseball game that Murakami had a sudden epiphany that he could write a novel, and he began to write it that very night. His books, known for their magical realism, strange, unexpected, unexplainable things happen. But Haruki Murakami himself leads a very disciplined day-to-day life. Wakes up sometimes as early as 2 a.m., writes for several hours, eats healthful food, trains for marathons, swims, shies away from publicity, goes to bed by 9 p.m. It's the birthday of the novelist David Mitchell, born in Southport, England, 1969, who lived in Japan when he wrote his novels Ghost Written and Number 9 Dream, both of which owe something to the writings of Murakami. His most recent novel, The Thousand Autumns of Jacob de Zoet, is set in Japan during the Edo period. Today, Mitchell, his wife, and two children live in Ireland. Being a parent, he says, is a disruption in your writing life, but it more than makes up for it in the privilege of being able to witness the formation of a personality. What a useful phenomenon for any novelist, he says. We are shameless parasites. David Mitchell, who says, everything you need to learn about writing, you will learn and can only learn by writing. So get rid of the TV and work, and when you're stuck, write why you're stuck with merciless honesty, and you will become unstuck. Here's a poem for today by Kenneth Koch from a longer poem, To Marina. Let's take a walk into the world where if our shoes get white with snow, is it snow, Marina? Is it snow or light? Let's take a walk. Every detail is everything in its place, Aristotle. Literature is a cup, and we are the malted. The time is a glass. A June bug comes, and a carpenter spits on a plane. The flowers ruffle earrings. I am so dumb-looking, and you are so beautiful. By Kenneth Koch, from the Collected Poems of Kenneth Koch, published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter, be well. Do good work and keep in touch.